And here we are. It all comes down to this. Tied ball game, no time left on the clock. With one more point, they'll pull out the win. Here's the snap. Holder puts it down. The kick is up. And the extra point is good. The NFL exporter has done it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Extra Point. It's me, Mr. FSP. I know you're itching and wanting to hear from Lance, the NFL exporter Goodman. Unfortunately, Lance is predisposed. He's doing bigger and better things right now, getting that head cut so we can take care of business. Yes. So, anyway, I know I shouldn't put his personal business out there, but got to take care of business, right? Okay, listen, this is the Extra Point. I am your host, Mr. FSP himself, Vic Gardner. The number to dial in, if you want to talk to me, is 347-637-3220. Again, that number is 347-637-3220. As we discuss what took place in NFL, that amazing catch by Odell Beckham Jr. Very good catch. Unfortunately, it didn't happen in a victory. We'll talk about that as well. But we're going to give you a breakdown of what took place on the master plan between Jerry and Lance yesterday. And Lance's thoughts. He was kind enough to send me his thoughts. I'm going to add some of mine in as well as we get through these games. Hope you sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you want to call in, the number is 347-637-3220. Again, that number is 347-637-3220. You can always check us out 24/7, 365 over at spotonradio.webs.com, where we're streaming after the show, because everything on there is a week or so behind. It's okay, though. One day we'll get over there and we'll stream live all the time, 24/7, 365, instead of being on Blog Talk, but that's okay. Blog Talk is fine. It does what we need it to do. It brings us you. Now, that was a lot, wasn't it? Well, let me get this in as well before I move any further. All of this is sponsored by Spot, sponsored by FantasySportsBookAndCasino.com, where winners win and players play. So go there today, place your wagers. I guarantee you, had you made some wagers this past week based upon some analysis, you would have been paid. I'm just going to tell you straight up and down like a clown, if you would listen to Jerry the Master Taylor and Lance NFL Explorer Goodman yesterday, which was Sunday, on the master plan, you would have made some money. Let's try to make some money in retrospect, shall we? Let's talk about Atlanta at Cleveland, or Cleveland going to Atlanta. Listen, Atlanta's a little bit disheveled right now. I don't know what Arthur Blank is going to do. Huge investment in Matty Ice. Julio got a nice contract, but he's coming up soon. Roddy got a nice contract, but he might be on his way out. Steven Jackson isn't producing and stuff like that. I don't know what to tell you, but they lost to Cleveland after getting three interceptions from Brian Hoyer. Brian overthrew for 334 yards and three interceptions, no touchdowns, and Mr. I'm on my last strike, Josh Gordon, came in and did the thing. 16 targets, ladies and gentlemen. 16 targets. 16 targets. Crazy. But let's hear what the extra point or the NFL Exporter has to say about this game. And again, these are Lance's thoughts. Isaiah Crowell has a lot of upside down the stretch as a number two running back. West is an excellent handcuff. Gordon did what was expected. Can Andrew Hawkins benefit? Listen, let me finish this out, though. 90 yards yesterday should be Hoyer's bumper to a number two option in the passing game. Listen, Isaiah Crowell and Terrence, what you don't know is going to be number one. Even though after the game I did see Kyle Shanahan pumping up Isaiah Crowell after the game. You got to forgive me, I'm sorry. Pumping up Isaiah Crowell after the game. But a couple weeks ago, he was doing the same thing with Terrence West. Now, Terrence looks like he's the compliment back. I don't know. And neither does anyone else in the NFL. So, in my opinion, if Isaiah Crowell is going to be that number one guy, and he can do it, he's a big guy, he can do it, you should get Terrence West as a handcuff, as Lance pointed out, because you just don't know who's going to be the hot hand that week. Josh Gordon. Again, we all know this guy has talent, but he has a knack for getting in trouble. Can he be the modern-day Chris Carter? What I mean by that is Chris Carter was the 80s child that had all the talent and was screwing his life up until Buddy Ryan cut him. Then he started his career over in Minnesota, where he had an illustrious career that ended him in the Hall of Fame. Can Josh Gordon be that type of player? I say yes. But what voices does he have in his head or in his ear telling him to do things that he does? Andrew Hawkins can benefit from this, from the single coverage. 93 yards is nothing to sneeze at as far as being a receiver. When you have Josh Gordon getting 120 and he had 16 targets, we don't even know how many targets Andrew Hawkins had, but he got 93 yards off of it. I don't know. But I will tell you this. With Josh Gordon back, look for Cameron Jordan to make a quick recovery, and Brian Hoyer to continuously throw for 334 yards or more. I really believe that. And, you know, Lance, he's the number two quarterback right now. I think bye weeks are almost over. So I would say he will be a bye week guy. And, yeah, it's all number two for your playoff push, because he's in a division where everybody's tied up, and he's going to be playing to the very end. If you play in leagues like I do, they go to the very, very last game of the season. I'm not sure if you are in a league that goes 17 weeks, but I like to use every last week of the NFL to do that. But another thing, owners are rolling the dice with Matty Ice down the stretch. He's shaky right now. Just 14 points at home is not saying a lot, especially with the two big weapons he has outside. He truly, and this team is truly, truly missing Tony Gonzalez. That was Matty Ice's safety net. Tuilolo or whoever else is there at tight end definitely is not making a deal. Kerry Douglas can't be the middle of the field guy. Neither can Devin Hester, because neither one of them can stay healthy. Matty Ice is a decent quarterback, but I don't think he should be the guy you rest your fantasy hopes on. I'm just saying that because I think it's very important that you understand that when you look at the remaining schedule, his conference, very weak. His division, excuse me, I should say, very weak. NFC South, but he still cannot beat anybody outside of the NFC South. They have not done it. Have not done it. I'm just telling you. Look out, man. Yikes. Let's move on to Philly versus Tennessee. Hey, guys. I got to give Mettenberg some credit. He stayed in there, and I love the fact that he fired Delanie Walker. At one point, I thought Delanie Walker was a receiver the way he was catching the ball and running after the catch. I really did. I was looking at some of that game because I had a lot of players in it from Philly, and I was like, wow, number 82 is killing it. Then it's like, Delanie Walker, what? I didn't see that in San Francisco. They didn't run it for him like that, of course, because they had Vernon Davis. He was more of the blocking tight end. But now plays are designed. I am so sorry. Specifically for him. But let's talk about what the expert is talking about. He says McCoy handled business in favorable in a favorable matchup, which he did, over 130 yards rushing against a lackluster Tennessee defense. He took care of his owners. That's the bottom line. He was the number one or number two overall pick. And I can tell you, because I got him a lot at that position this year, and his overall fantasy draft space is about that 1.5, something like that. And he's finally showing up. Again, I told people, if you listen to the FSP show on Saturday, that Jeremy Maclin is going to suffer big time. Big time. Because of Sanchez's arm. Maclin is a deep threat. He is. And if you don't have an arm to get him the ball, he's not going to eat in that offense. But Matthews is. He continues to be Mark Sanchez's number one target, number one wide receiver. Mark likes to spread the ball out, which is good. I know, no problem with that. But in one league I drafted, in the Philly league, I drafted Foyles, Maclin, Spoils, and Cooper. I subsequently got rid of Cooper because he wasn't getting any players or anything like that. I still got Spoils, still have Maclin, and I added Mark Sanchez to that roster to make up for Foyles. It does me no good when he doesn't get him the ball. It really doesn't help. But it's a problem for those that have Maclin on their team. You know, Matthews looks like he's the number one guy, and he keeps getting the ball. On the other side of the ball, Mettenberg is worth a strong look as a backup QB for playoffs, according to the NFL Exporter. He's improving each game, and with a weak running game, they'll pass a lot. Tennessee does have a favorable schedule the rest of the way if you can stay away from a lot of turnovers. Delanie is back as a top 10 tight end for the playoffs. And let me put it this way. I got Delanie Walker off the waivers in one of my big pay leagues because he was getting hurt and was underperforming. So now I have Greg Olsen and Delanie Walker. I can start them both at the same time if any of my running backs act up. But they're a roll of the dice. Remember, is really tight end friendly. So, you know, I'm very, very pleased with that. Delanie had 155 yards thanks to Mettenberg. Excellent pickup, if I do say so myself. And I might trade him or Olsen to Jimmy Graham. We'll see what happens with that. If Soup is out there listening, Ale Supo, your boy FSP here. I'm waiting on the trade, man. I'm waiting on the trade. All right, let's move on to another game before we take a quick break. Let's go to a game that disappointed me in more ways than one because this team came out so strong, and now in the dog days, they're struggling. And I think Reggie Bush not playing has a lot to do with it. I really do. It's terrible. Detroit at New England. Detroit's defense didn't look anything like a top-ranked defense. Tom Brady shredded them. But better days are ahead for Stafford, Calvin Johnson, and Golden Tate with a weak schedule the rest of the season. They have two games with Chicago, Tampa, Minnesota, Three of these games are in Detroit, so remain confident, even though bad seasons, bad seasons have come about and expected for all these guys, you know, they expected to be high and mighty and the production was supposed to be there, but it's not happening. So look out for that. This is all according to NFL Explorer Lance Goodman. Owners should hope Tom Brady continues to distribute the targets in high volume, like on Sunday. Edelman had 15, LaFell had 12, Gronk had 10, Kareem had 9. And Blunt, I told you guys, if you listen to the Fantasy Sports Politics Show on Saturday, Blunt was a waiver wire pickup for a lot of people, and he pays dividends. I told you guys on Saturday. Matter of fact, on Thursday, if you were going to pick up Gray because he has a hot game, no. Nowadays, the Patriots, that is, have picked up LeGarrette Blunt. Blunt is the guy for the New England Patriots. I'm telling you, he might not get paid like he wants to get paid. He might not even get the time like he should, but he is going to get used like a mule going into the playoffs and in the playoffs. The guy is a monster. If he could just get his head on straight, he would be an all-monster team. I really think so. Let's move on. You know what? Let me take a break. That's what I want to do. I want to take a break. And when I take a break, I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. We're going to talk about the Indianapolis Colts going against Jacksonville. Talk about a couple other things. So stick and stay with me. It's your boy FSP, and this is The Extra Point. I forgot the show was going today. I'm too nutty. I'll see you in a minute.
Looking for fantasy sports advice? How about informative conversation? Look no further, as The Master Plan features two men that can help in both areas. Jerry the Master Taylor and Lance the NFL Exporter Goodman provide you with a fantasy fix live every Sunday morning on The Master Plan at blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. You can listen at spotonradio.webs.com after the show as it streams 24/7, 365, and listen to other informative programs as well. That's The Master Plan, Sundays 10 a.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK and streaming at spotonradio.webs.com. Information, motivation, variety, The Master Plan.
Victor Gardner began the Fantasy Sports and Politics brand with the idea of combining two of his passions into a radio show. He then learned that politics were 95% of sports. When you tune into the Fantasy Sports and Politics show every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern, Mr. FSP himself, Vic Gardner, and Jerry the Master Taylor will go over the weekend sports, prep you for your upcoming fantasy games, and spark a debate politicians would love to hear. That's the FSP show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. You can listen at spotonradio.web.com after the show as it streams 24/7, 365 for other informative programs as well. Information, motivation, variety.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. It's Mr. FSP. I'm holding it down for the NFL Explorer, Lance Goodman, here on The Extra Point. And I guarantee you, you could have made some money. You could have made some money. Let's talk about a couple of games here. Let's talk about the Green Bay Packers and Minnesota Vikings. Took place in Minnesota. Listen, Kyle Rudolph finally got some targets in that game after coming back last week and having maybe one or two targets and not producing anything for you. The one guy I told people to listen to look out for, and I said it on Fantasy Sports and Politics, and Jerry and Lance reinforced it on the Master Plan, is Charles Johnson. young man in Minnesota is going to be a big, big play guy for Minnesota and Teddy Bridgewater. Unfortunately, he was the only bright spot in Minnesota's gameplay yesterday, as Aaron Rodgers and Eddie Lacy just totally annihilated the Minnesota Vikings. Lacy is prime for the stretch run. Owners are being rewarded as he's starting to become consistent, according to NFL exporter Lance Goodman. Some people might have traded him low and got rid of him. He's a top five running back, plain and simple. He had a very, very tough stretch at the beginning of the season, and now it's smoothing out into your playoff run where you really need him. Now, hopefully, you compile the team around him that would allow you to, make a playoff run or be in the playoffs and do well in them. And now he's playing extremely well in the passing game and the run game. Yesterday wasn't all about Aaron Rodgers. It was about Eddie Lacy. Let's be honest, that's who it was about. So, I mean, there's nothing much to say about this game other than Green Bay had a great turnout in this matchup, and Eddie Lacy showed that he is still a very, very capable running back. Last year wasn't a fluke. The beginning of the year, it was tough. It was, but that's what happens. That's what happens. Let's go to another game. Indianapolis taking on Jacksonville. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I picked this game as my upset special, and for a half of a game, it was coming to fruition. As Jacksonville and Indianapolis went to halftime tied 3-3, only for Andrew Luck to find T.Y. Hilton and explode on him. According to Lance, T.Y. Reestablished his status as an elite wide receiver this year with 122 yards and a TD. Dan Heron is must pick up off waiver wire material. He's a sleeper with huge potential. Told you guys about this as well. I got him in one of my other leagues. The Colts defense at home versus weak QBs and offenses can be trusted. Next week at home against a big, big issue with that one, but, we'll get into it. Take advantage of RG3's struggles right now. Lance, I got to tell you, I don't like that one. That is not what I like. No way, no how. Nah. However, he's right. I know, he's right. The struggles of the NFL franchise, known as Washington Redskins, continue. Only thing I can tell you is they are – well, we'll talk about that once we get to them. But I think with a good pass rush, it'll be very difficult for the Redskins to win next week. But if Jacksonville can give Indianapolis fits for a half, so can the Redskins. And they can contain T.Y. Hilton. They can contain T.Y. Hilton. Dan Heron – I got him in a couple of leagues. As I said before, Trent Richardson is going to lose his job to a pretty much rookie no-name. He really is. And that's the sad part. It is just the truth. Let's move on to another game that had huge, huge implications, and that's Cincinnati at Houston. I predicted that Cincinnati was going to come out and run, and they did. There were more games than they have been all season. In fact, the one drive that they didn't score on, and they took the ball down to the 1 yard line and what have you, still didn't score. They had a balanced attack. It was even distribution on pass and running. Giovanni Bernard and Jeremy Hill will likely continue to split the workload with Bernard slightly ahead, but Hill will vulture some goal line opportunities. And should see a lot of of action, considering how much Cincy runs the ball. Again, according to Lance, the NFL Explorer, that is it's an option, and I can agree on that. I can agree on that because it showed fantasy owners for Hill received more points than Giovanni. But again, Giovanni's coming off of that hip and clavicle injury, so I didn't expect him to get that much. However, I look forward to seeing Giovanni get more touches and become that player that I drafted him for. This just says he's not as durable as most people thought. That's all this says. But let's move on to Houston. I know Arian Foster has hurt owners this year, but if you make the playoffs, you want the Texans to get him back 20% because he has the extremely favorable matchups down the stretch. Again, if you're going to have an injury-prone, big-play running back, you need to have his handcuff. Alfred Blue is that handcuff. Grimes did pretty well as well. He did because of the back injury and stuff like that. And he's known to get injured. And when he gets injured, it takes him multiple weeks to get, you know, to a decent state. I mean, I'm not going to say 100%. Because Arian Foster is never 100%. He's good, but he's not 100%. But you're going for a fantasy push, and you need him. If not, get off the Blue if you still can. Move on to a game that was a pretty good game. It was a pretty good game. It really was. Chicago hosted Tampa Bay. It was kind of messy toward the end. I'm not too sure as to why Lovie let McCown go for it on that fourth down when he just should have, I would have said, thrown to Mike Evans. Or use their height. Use it. If you weren't confident in Doug Martin, use it. But that was a long 1 yard. But Cutler can't be trusted, according to the NFL Exporter. He's on some... I really should have pre-read this stuff. I really should have. It says, Cutler can't be trusted. He's on something. Forte is an elite running back who you can count on weekly. One of the best running backs this year, as he was last year. I mean, let's be honest, he was last year. Top four pick, in my opinion, last year. Or this upcoming season and this past season. But let me get back to what Lance put. Solid field, solidified his spot as a top five running back after outstanding last year. Me and Lance got to talk, bro. If you were dependent on Alshon Jefferson, Brandon Marshall, and a terrible matchup, they felt miserable. And that's, you know, that's something I wanted to talk about. I'm glad he addressed it. He addressed it here. Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffries are disappearing. They really are. This offense is not as good as it was last year. The Twin Towers are not as good as they were last year. I don't know if it's the coverage or what. Again, this team started out on fire first four games of the season and has since fizzled. So that's the truth. They did. But on the other side, a guy like Mike Evans, this is again according to Lance Goodman, Evans had another TD and had 10 targets. Didn't get the yards this year. Didn't get the yards. But he did get a lot of that other stuff. So, you know, it's great to have him. Must start weekly McCown. A lot of yards, but three turnovers, which makes him risky based on matchups. Benson Jackson getting targets. He got about seven catches, 113 yards. You can't count on him weekly. You really can't. And we mentioned this on Saturday's and Sunday's show. You know, Evans has taken over that top spot there, but he's a solid number two wide receiver Jackson, I guess, considering how much Tampa is throwing the football. He's hard to trust, though. Again, this is according to Lance NFL Exporter Goodman. We're going to a very, very tough slugfest of a game, Seattle in Arizona. Now, no one expected this one to be a high-scoring game. If you did, you're lying, because two great defenses and one offense with a backup quarterback and one with a lack of talent wide receiver, you would be foolish to think that this was going to be a high-scoring game. But let's read what Lance has to say about this game. Russell Wilson continues to eat on the ground. Another 73 yards running the ball. Cards run defense is the truth, holding Marshawn Lynch to 39 yards. The Seahawks defense starting to round into form from last season. Dominance, their dominance from last season, especially in Seattle. They're a must start. Seattle's D special teams and Hauschka are in line for big fantasy playoffs. They are. And, you know, I can see people drafting these two sections very heavily or early. At least that's what I would have done. And I did. I got Seattle defense earlier. They disappointed me. But, you know, they're coming into form. They really are. And hopefully things will get better and as our playoffs begin to happen as they make their push for the playoffs. But Andre Ellington owners have to be concerned and should look into a backup running back just in case because his cousin has been and will continue to be brutal. Really, it will be. Single digits in week 10, 11, and 12 versus St. Louis, Detroit, Seattle, and weeks 14, 15, and 16, against Kansas City, at St. Louis, and Seattle. With Drew Stanton as a starter, teams are clamping down on the run and forcing into Stanton's hands. It's very, very, very true. It's difficult for me to believe, this is FSP talking, that Ellington's going to be more than a number two running back. I thought that the whole season. That's why I didn't look for him to be a number one running back. I wouldn't draft him as my top running back. Some people did this year. He's been, you know, flashy, but just not good enough. Just not good enough. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll finish up. We got San Diego at St. Louis, Miami at Denver, San Fran at Washington, the Giants and the Cowboys. We'll talk a little bit about the two Monday night games coming up tonight. One's happening right now as I speak. So stick and stay with me. It's your boy, Mr. FSP. Losing my voice if you can't tell. But we'll be back. Stick and stay.
Thursday night is the right time to kick back and listen to the FSP Crew Show as they break down the weekend sports and prepare you for Thursday night football. 8 p.m. Eastern, just before the game starts, Jerry the Master Taylor hosts the show with Jeff the Joker Goldberg and Mike the Bookie Monster Wright. The three gentlemen debate and discuss a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of everything on the FSP Crew Show every Thursday night on blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can listen at spotonradio.webs.com after the show as it streams 24/7, 365, and listen to other informative programs as well. Information, motivation, variety.
With a breakdown of Sunday NFL games, Lance, the NFL exporter Goodman, points out the good, the bad, and the ugly of the predictions made on the Master Plan. Getting you ready for Monday Night Football, Lance brings you the Extra Point. During the NFL season, Lance comes to you live from blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can listen at spotonradio.web.com after the show as it streams 24/7, 365, and listen to other informative programs as well. With a growing following, jump on board for the Extra Point with Lance Goodman at blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can also check him out on the Master Plan with Jerry Taylor at 10 a.m. Eastern. Information, motivation, variety.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Mr. FSP, sitting in for Lance, the NFL Sporting Goodman, on the Extra Point. It's Monday night, and we got some good stuff going on. We've got two football games happening tonight. The New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills happening right now. I believe the Jets are up 7-0. But we'll also get to that once we finish covering Sunday's games. So let's get back to Sunday's games. San Diego went to St. Louis. Now, listen, I'm a guy that gave up on Keenan Allen a while ago. I actually dropped him in one or two of my leagues. I kept him in only one league on my bench. But let's hear what Lance had to say about him. Keenan Allen is a player hard to trust this time of year based on matchups, and his potential upside is going to be hard to sit him. He and Antonio Gates are very unpredictable. Rivers continues to struggle against top defenses. He had 13 points in standard formats. He's averaging about, 10.25 against the Bills, Cards, Chiefs, and Dolphins defense this year. Keenan Allen, along with Phillip Rivers, is not a good combination right now, especially with Phillip Rivers having the issue with his ribs. Jerry hit us up a while ago saying, do we want him or do we think he should trade Phillip Rivers and Josh Gordon for Malcolm Floyd in San Diego? San Diego's Malcolm Floyd. Jarvis Landry and Tony Romo. I told him yes. Only because I think Phillip Rivers, he's going to struggle. He is going to struggle. I know Josh Gordon is coming back, and he had a big game. He's going to continue to have big games because Josh Gordon is a big game player, and he's making Bobby Horry look really good. So cash in now. Romo looks pretty good, you know, if he can stay healthy. He does have to play the Redskins, so, you know, hopefully we knock him out. We'll see. But I think that's a pretty good deal, in my opinion, because Romo is a better quarterback than Rivers at this point in time, this particular season. Also like Landry, a lot of good upside with Landry. Returns, kicks, and punts, plus he's starting at wide receiver. He's getting a lot of targets. So, you know, that can make up for what Josh is getting. And if Phillip isn't your number one guy, Why not? Even if Phil was your number one guy, I'd do it. That's just my opinion. Let's go on to what Lance has to say about St. Louis. Trey Mason should be in your lineup as a flex. Zaire is hurt because he's not an every down back. Cunningham is getting the passing downs workload and factors into the goal line carries eventually. Listen. To me, this is more like the Cincinnati situation. Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell. One might start the game, but you just don't know who's going to do the best. You know, for a couple weeks, it was Trey Mason. It really was. He's, quote-unquote, the number one, but he's not that number one. I'm just telling you. Watch yourself if you're banking on these guys. It's not going to help you. All right, let's go to Miami and Denver. And a surprise to me, Miami played a lot better than I thought. A lot better. With that being said, Lance says, Ryan Tannehill has been very good this year, but not too many people have started him, and it could be too late to reap the benefits, as his schedule is tough with the Jets, Ravens, Patriots, and Vikings left. He came into this week ranked 10th and posted 26 points against that Broncos defense. Again, it's a standard league scoring, so he could have been a lot more if he was in one of my leagues. However, I don't trust him. I really don't trust Tannehill. I really don't. I looked at some of that game, and some of the balls were behind the receiver. He didn't stretch the field. He made a couple of bad reads, but he didn't lose the game for him. Peyton Manning just took it from him. And since we're talking about Peyton Manning, the odd man out, in my opinion, is Monty Ball. Because C.J. Anderson, he's got that job. After that performance yesterday against that Miami defense, but Lance says, and I think he agrees, Monty Ball owners such as himself have to be sick seeing how effective Ronnie Hillman and C.J. Anderson have been. Anderson has solidified his spot as a solid number two running back. And I agree with Lance 100% on that. As a matter of fact, I have C.J. in as a flex in two of my leagues, and he's helped me post extremely high scores with that performance yesterday. So, hey, Monty, you were great in college. Concussions slowed you down. Not so much on the NFL. You might be fighting for your job next year. Or trade it if they believe that Anderson can be that guy. And don't forget Thomas. Thomas is pretty good, too. Got a couple good runs. But it's not about what I think. This is what Lance put down. Let's go on to a game that I dread to read aloud what he says about this game. Only because this is cold copy, ladies and gentlemen. I have not read anything that Lance put. I started reading it, and then I was like, okay, well, I can get this. This is easy. Not too bad. Too bad. So, here we go. San Fran at Washington is, you know what, let me take a quick break. Let me take one more break before we got to get out of here. I don't want to jump into this and not be able to focus, so give me 2 minutes. Here we go. Let me play a commercial.
Thursday night is the right time to kick back and listen to the FSP Crew Show as they break down the weekend sports and prepare you for Thursday night football. 8 p.m. Eastern, just before the game starts, Jerry the Master Taylor hosts the show with Jeff the Joker Goldberg and Mike the Bookie Monster Wright. The three gentlemen debate and discuss a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of everything on the FSP Crew Show every Thursday night on blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can listen at spotonradio.webs.com after the show as it streams 24/7, 365, and listen to other informative programs as well. Information, motivation, variety.
Victor Gardner began the Fantasy Sports and Politics brand with the idea of combining two of his passions into a radio show. He then learned that politics were 95% of sports. When you tune into the Fantasy Sports and Politics show every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern, Mr. FSP himself, Vic Gardner, and Jerry the Master Taylor will go over the weekend sports, prep you for your upcoming fantasy games, and spark a debate politicians would love to hear. That's the FSP show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. You can listen at spotonradio.webs.com after the show as it streams 24/7, 365 for other informative programs as well. Information, motivation, variety.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize. Doing a podcast is not easy. It's not easy, especially when you got kids running around. At any rate, let's go here and finish up what I was talking about, San Fran and Washington. This is very close to my heart, and it hurt my heart, because I watched my Washington Redskins lose a game they should have won. And Lance has a lot of information here, so I'm going to just read what he has, and then I'm going to go ahead and talk about what I want to talk about. Frank Gore fumbling for the second straight week, and this was the third or fourth touchdown that Hyde has vultured away from Gore. His stock is starting to take a downward turn. His owner should have concerns considering these facts and schedule ahead. Bolden has been one of the best matchup play wide receivers this year. He's one of the very few players you can just tell when he's in line for a good game. Yeah, I won yesterday. Very good. Very, very good. Going against our Washington Redskins DBs. He had a lot of value if you used him in the right weeks. On the other side, Alfred Morris has definitely panned out this year as the number one running back despite the passing game struggles. Alfred Morris, for the first time this year, went over 100 yards. And he was a very good pickup and play this week, considering San Fran is a very good run defense. With that being said, these are my thoughts now. I'm sorry I should have said that. Frank Gore and Hyde fumbled. Ball security seems to be an issue there. Also notice that Carlos Hyde is the four-minute back, not Frank Gore. It is interesting that that's the one. Very, very interesting. I will say this. Carlos Hyde is probably going to be a starting running back next year in San Fran. I really think so. And I'm sorry that my Washington Redskins did terrible. And please forgive me. But it is what it is. Okay? Let's move on to the Giants and Dallas Cowboy game. I'm sorry I got a little distracted there. I was looking at Marshawn Lynch saying, yeah, 11 times answering his press conference yesterday. Anyway, the Giants and Cowboys continue the tradition of high-scoring games, which is great for the fantasy owners. Dez Bryant, Murray, and Romo are money in fantasy playoffs, which I agree they are. And if you get two of the three or all three on one team, you are striking it rich. On the other side, Rashad James, a guy I picked up in a few leagues, and it's helped me get a good lead in the playoff push, has returned. And as Lance has put it, Jennings looks good, healthy, should be excellent number two running back in playoffs. ODB, Odell Beckham, continues to shine. Eli thrives and puts up big numbers against NFC East defenses. Listen. This is a game the Giants gave the Cowboys. Also, the refs gave Dez that touchdown that was a touchdown because he dropped that ball. He didn't catch that ball. And that's, I'm not just saying that because I'm a Washington Redskins fan or I don't like the Cowboys. I'm just saying he knows it wasn't a catch. The referees, for whatever reason, said there wasn't enough evidence to overturn it, but they could not confirm it. That being said, that will end Sunday's predictions and information that Lance and Jerry went over on the master plan. Let's move on to tonight's games with 10 minutes left in the show, where we have the New York Jets losing 3-7 to the Buffalo Bills. Now, there's been some hitting in this game, especially against the Jets so far. I think that you've got to look at what's happening and say RG3 is going to be there, but how soon will he be there? You know, I have no idea. The way he's getting knocked around, it's like you're going to probably have to put Geno Smith back in there. I'm going to be honest with you. That's what it looks like. Me. So, with that being said, Buffalo should win this game. It's about a 7-3 game right now, going in the second quarter. You have an opportunity to make up some of your plays or players from yesterday that you missed out. I know I have the Buffalo defense helping out. So hopefully things will get better for me in one or two weeks. I'm winning 21 and 11 except for two. So I'm 19 and two right now. But once both games over with tonight, I should be 21 and 0 this week. Well, no, 20 and 1 because it's one I just can't win unless Steve Smith has a outrageous game. And who knows? You never know. Le'Veon Bell did it for me last week. But let's move on to that game where we have New Orleans Saints hosting the Baltimore Ravens. It's at home. The Saints have not done well at home this year. They have maybe one win outside of their conference or their division. I don't want to say that's going to happen again, but it looks like it might happen again. If Baltimore comes in there and decides to really run the ball and then spread the field with Torrey Smith and Steve Smith, it could be great. Great for Baltimore, bad for New Orleans. Now, New Orleans, on the other hand, they need to run Mr. Ingram. Run him. Run him hard. Set up Jimmy Graham. Set up Kenny Stills. Set up Marquise Colston. But they got to give that ball to Ingram 20 times in this game. I really think that that's going to be something that you need to look at. If they're not going to run the ball in this game and try to make it a shootout and say, okay, well, Flacco, we dare you to beat us. You know, Steve Smith is there. He can beat your DBs. Jimmy Graham, you know, is great and all, but he's not playing for Baltimore. Baltimore doesn't have a solid tight end playing. Owen Daniels, I think he's a little nicked up. Talaferro is your goal line back, but if you can't get to the goal line, you can't use him that much. You know, Justin Forsett, good luck. Good luck, seriously. I don't know what else to tell you other than it's going to be one of those games that it's not going to be that entertaining, you know, fantasy-wise, but if you run Mark Ingram, those that have Mark Ingram should be satisfied because he's going to, if they run him, he's going to run through that defense. I really think so. We shall see. With that being said, I'm telling you, Ingram and Graham are your guys for New Orleans, if you didn't know that. Like, who didn't? But Kenny Stills is a sleeper here. With Brandon Cooks down for 2 to 4 weeks, Kenny Stills could be that guy that explodes the top off of that Ravens secondary. But you got to run Mark Ingram. On the opposite side of the ball, last time this guy was in New Orleans, he should have won the MVP. I'm talking about our kick returner, Jones. He, I think, will be a big factor in this game. Why, I don't know. It's just coming to me. I think he's going to be a big factor. Only this. You know, he's not a top-flight wide receiver. He's an okay wide receiver. But Joe Flacco can use him because he's got speed. But I think he's going to be the factor in the kicking game. Or do you think so? So, Steve Smith is your normal guy. Torrey Smith, I don't think he's going to do that much, but you never know. Talaferro and Forsett, of course, you're going to play him. But I don't think Joe Flacco is going to be that guy in this game. I really don't. I really don't. Unless the offensive coordinator finds a way to get him to win this game, I don't think it's going to be that big of a factor. So with that being said, I guess I'm going to pick New Orleans. Yeah, I'll pick New Orleans. Why not? I've got nothing to lose. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I know I use that phrase a lot. It's time to get out of here. I'm losing my voice. I got some football to watch, some wrestling to watch, some food to eat, and a shower to take. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the extra point. I know I'm not as entertaining as Lance is, but, hey, it's hard out here for a pimp, especially when you're by yourself. It's me and Mr. Jefferson. Mr. FSP. And like Les said, Audi, it is 100. I'm just saying goodbye. I'm out.
And here we are. It all comes down to this. Tied ball game, no time left on the clock. With one more point, they'll pull out the win. Here's the snap. Holder puts it down. The kick is up. And the extra point is good. The NFL exporter has done it again.